Good evening.
Well, I just finished a grueling drive. we'll get to the lesson in just a second, but just wanted to share what's going on here. I'll call him an uncle-in-law. He's a generation older than me, but he's like a close friend. He was my son's wife's, my daughter-in-law's grandfather. And he died last Wednesday, and the funeral was Monday, yesterday, and we came back today, partly through dry roads and partly through the snow, but I was trying to make it here in time to open it at the normal time, didn't quite make it, but here we are. So the one thing that struck me, with all the statements they made, one or two of them mentioned that when he was a teenager and went to... do I have sound? Can anybody hear me? I should have asked when I started. Sorry about that. Okay, good. When he was a teenager and went to camp, youth camp, from their church that they were at there, that they went to, it was a revival camp. He said, I get it. I get it. It's like a blank check. I sign my name, pay to the order of, and the Lord does the rest. And that's pretty accurate without being, you know, using Bible verses and stuff. But you're the recipient of all the grace that the Lord has. And I think that was the verse that he just mentioned there, wasn't it? Ephesians 2, 6 and 7. Let me just find those briefly, and then we'll get to the lesson. 2, 6. Hath raised us up together. He made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. So the Lord does it all, and we're the recipients, and we receive that. You know, receive 1 Corinthians, that's the term used in the salvation verses there in 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also you have received, wherein you stand, and by which also you are saved. And he goes on to tell what that is, the gospel that Paul preached, the gospel that Christ only revealed to Paul. It wasn't revealed to anybody before Paul. And it was that Paul said, I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received. We need to not just believe it's true that he died for our sins. We need to receive it for our condition, for our need. That he died for our sins. He died my death that was due me for my sins. And that he was buried and that he was raised again the third day. It has nothing to do with, you know, confessing sins, doing any other works like it did for Israel. It certainly did for Israel. Israel, you know, you can show over and over and over and over where Israel needed to do works to prove their faith. But that condition was changed when the Lord saved unforgivable Saul on the road to Damascus. And that's the salvation that's available today. And that's the only salvation by which we can be saved today.